it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Thursday morning to you. How you doing? Hope it's a good start. Beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood of Woodbine. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue, the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Hello, fellas.
Morning. What's
How
happening?
Doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great,
Did you get
man.
Some rest?
Got some rest? No, not really. But I had a great night of watching last night. I was flipping all over. I had the Knicks game. I had the Memphis Grizzlies game. I was watching Nashville SC, watching the Braves. My goodness, there was just all kinds of stuff happening last night. It was a fun night to be in front of the TV and flipping around. Some great games last night. My Knicks won a double overtime thriller over the Celtics. Watch it. Why are you yawning? Do the Knicks bore you, Greg?
Game one of 82. Yeah, here's what we've got, Patton.
Yeah.
So anyway,
no, it was a fun night. So yeah, it was. I'm feeling good, man.
Patton, good morning.
Good morning. I echo what John was saying. It's a tough life I lead, just trying to watch all the sports I can last night. But it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was just a lot of fun. You know, it was just a lot of a lot of drama. And man, how about the Braves? Here we are, man. One game away from having World Series Atlanta Braves baseball on Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, the Dodgers. You think the Dodgers are going to beat them three times
nope.
in a row?
Nope, Dodgers
I don't
are done.
Either.
See ya.
Yeah.
The series is over.
Close it out possibly tonight. Max Fried on the mound against, I guess, bullpen by committee is what the Dodgers are saying right now. But last night, Eddie Rosario, two home runs. Hit almost for the – if he hadn't hit that dang home run, hit a triple, he'd hit for the cycle. Two home runs, two a double and a single. And, him and Adam Duvall back-to-back.
Yeah, for sure. And, unbelievable performance by the Braves last night. And, you know, sitting there on the brink and, you know, Rosario, they were talking about him in Cleveland, you know, former Cleveland Indian, now soon to be Guardian. And – he says the weather in Atlanta helped his swing because it's better than Cleveland. So another shot at the city by the lake there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can stay loose, I guess, because Cleveland's cold, right, any time of the year, right? But anyway, last night the Dodgers start out with Urias. He gives up two in the bottom of the second, bottom of the third, and then game on. You go with Jesse Chavez, Drew Smiley. Dodgers didn't get a hit till the fifth inning. So, looks like they're the ones playing with the pressure. Braves playing with all the fun. So the Braves, a 3-1 lead, will have that game 5 tonight right here, 6:53 pregame, 7:08, Max Fried. And I hadn't – when I went to bed last night, the Dodgers had – I'll check here in a minute, but Dodgers had not announced a starter as of yet for tonight, so I'll check that out.
I'm looking at MLB.com right now, Greg. It says Fried versus TBD, so –
and he's got a pretty good high ERA.
Yeah, TBD. TBD, you know, he's been up and down in his starts.
Yeah. So, and it's good for the Braves. I mean, you know, this thing could already be over, right? I mean, you think about it. They had a 5-2 lead. They had a 5-2 lead last night, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
just blew it open in the bottom of the top of the ninth with that big inning. But, it's fun time to be a Brave fan. Yeah. Good for him.
Somebody mentioned it this morning, you know. The Dodgers, you know, they won it all last year, and they put so much energy in trying to chase down the Giants this year, and they had that knockdown, drag-out five-game series in the divisional series, and, you know, sometimes you just run out of gas, right?
Yeah, and you don't think, though, a team of that caliber, or the payroll of that and everything, but certainly not having Clayton Kershaw in the rotation hurts, okay?
Sure.
That's a huge hole right there, But, Braves go on. Like I said, game tonight will be right here. Oh, by the way, coming up in a couple minutes, Clark Lee. He joins us earlier. So we got Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee here in a couple minutes. Eddie George will join us late in the show like he does every Thursday morning. Astros 9, Red Sox 1. Astros 3-2 lead in that one. Game 6 will be tomorrow night down in Houston. So, Astros, but it looks like they're going to go ahead and close that thing out as well. Nashville SC last night, 1-1 draw with the Columbus Crew. I guess that's all they do, right? Is just draw, sit around and draw, huh?
Better than a loss.
Yeah,
it's like kindergarten. You're back at drawing, just drawing around. But the 5 straight draws for them, and they've kind of closed the gap. But a tough game.
Yeah, but they play Philly, which lost to Minnesota. Now that gives them a 3-point lead over Philly. The distance between that second place and that third place is huge, because Saturday they go to the Philly. We'll get more into that a little bit later on in the morning, but that gave them at least a cushion for the 2-point loss to still be all alone in second place. Joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. You know, by the time we talk to you on Thursday, you're 5 days beyond Saturday, and you're 48 hours away from this coming Saturday. If you're not taking it one game at a time, you're fired. We're going to fire you right now on the air, okay? Because every coach, that's the mantra. But we do need to revisit Saturday. That's a tough one, man. You had it and you didn't have it. You had it and you didn't have it. And, man, how do you move past that? Because it was right there.
Well, let me start just by saying that One of the key aspects of this job, and I would say this to be true anywhere, any program, but certainly I think at Vanderbilt is how we pull a thread from game to game, right? Like, yeah, we're one game at a time. We have singular focus, but we are spinning a narrative here. We're spinning a story together on the journey through the season, and each game informs us a little more about who we are and where we're headed. And I feel like I'm still processing some from the Florida game, right? Like you continuously, I think internally, are unpacking these things and saying, okay, like what are the things that we need to work on? Where did this, you know, not quite click off? What are the things that we can build on, right? What are the positives? And not only is that a game to game exercise, that we'll then go back through at the end of the year and say, okay, from game 1 to game 12, you know, how did this all go down, and where did we have success, and where do we have things we need to patch up? Because then it becomes a year-to-year thread that you pull, meaning we have to have, you know, the interconnection between seasons. And I think one of the things that held this program back, you know, in the past was feeling like every year there was it was a new staff, a new vision, a new, you know, a change, you know, and so like we made the change in January. We got here with this staff. You know, I think retention of philosophies and schemes is important. I think then the growth of those within the program important. And so this constant reflection is important. So all that to say, you know, on Saturday, we once again weren't able to start fast, particularly on defense. I thought the first drive was methodical for South Carolina, and we got them to a 3rd and 7, and they had like a little miraculous. He overthrew one receiver and happened to hit the other, which was too bad, but that resulted in a touchdown. The second drive was reminiscent of the Florida game for our defense. You know, we go 2nd and 17 after we stop a reverse, and they go, I think, about 80 yards on a throwing strike for a touchdown. So you have this kind of the old coming back to haunt us again. And I thought at that point, our team did as good of a job as we've done in interlocking all three phases and playing complementary football. And through that effort, we were able to really control the middle of the game. And we were able to create explosive plays on offense, which was exciting, you know, with starting a new quarterback. Defensively, we were able to disrupt the football and turn it over. We made a fourth down stop after an interception, which was a big moment for us. And that all culminated in us taking the lead after an eight-play, 89-yard drive, which was punctuated by an explosive play to Will Shepard. So things were good, you know. And then again through the fourth quarter, we held the line, and then the game came kind of distilled down to the final 4 minutes. And when we unpack that, it's we had a really nice 4 minute drive going. We forced them to burn all three timeouts. We needed one more first down to end the game. We weren't able to come up with it. Made the decision on fourth and five to kick the field goal to make a 6-point lead. And those 6-point leads aren't very popular in the analytics world. In my mind, the way our defense was playing, we were going to force them to go 75 yards and finish in the end zone to beat us. And in that 2-minute sequence, we gave up too many chunk plays. And what started as a scenario where South Carolina was up against the clock became a scenario where we got on our heels and they grabbed the momentum and grabbed the advantage. And it was disappointing and it was painful, but you know, coming out of that, you understand too, some of that is the pain of progress, and it's learning how to finish off a league opponent on the road. And winning's hard. The margin between winning and losing at this level is so small, and we gotta find those margins. And so that's been our mission all week, is to build upon that performance, to take the positives, to learn from the negatives, and hopefully give our best effort on Saturday against a good Mississippi State team.
Coach, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times already, but for anybody that may have missed it, anything different you would do on that final drive defensively, maybe bring an extra guy on the rush, anything like that?
You know, yes. I mean, I to answer that would be to say I think the strategy was sound. I don't have any issue with the idea that we're rushing three, dropping eight. I think the point of execution is when you do that, it's that you're keeping the ball inside and in front of the defense. So if you look at the sequence, the first two plays we rushed four, and I think that is appropriately aggressive. I think if you're going to pressure, you're going to bring a sim pressure where you blitz someone, but you drop someone, meaning you're still rushing four. You're just doing it off a different rush pattern, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like that's where we can build into that package a little bit to maybe create the illusion of rush, or to maybe get, you know, have a chance to attack a protection. But the first snap, we're in a 4-man rush and we have a rolled up corner into the boundary, and they throw a running back check down over there, and we have the chance to down it in bounds. We have to down it in bounds. They have no timeouts. We got to get the clock running, and we got to put some pressure on them. Unfortunately, we didn't do that. We allowed it to get out of bounds, and that's a critical breakdown, though obviously not a backbreaker, but one of the little finer points of execution that we need to do better. The second snap, we rushed four, and we had an option route run away from our Mike linebacker. And there's points of fundamental execution there that we need to do a better job coaching and teaching that we've honed in on this week. And there's situational awareness, too, because a 9 or 10 yard option route, though, is going to convert a first down. If tackled, still is the situation where they're going to be up against the clock. And once the chains are set, the clock rolls, and you're still in good position. The problem is we let that thing run away from us and get out of bounds, and it ended up being about, I think, a 20-yard gain or so, which is brutal. And so from there, the decision was made to drop eight to pack those zones because we couldn't have routes running away from us. The first snap is an incomplete pass out of bounds. We pinched the windows down and they didn't have anywhere to go with it. The second snap is a incomplete pass to a check down, to the running back, which again is part of the design. The third one is, a dig route that late in the down, kind of carves back and is complete and is a catch and run play. And I think that's where, when you look at it, you say, man, he had too much time, or there are windows to step up in. And certainly there are things that we can do in design to make it a dirtier throw for the quarterback. That could be, that could be adding a little pressure. It also could be the way we twist the front and doing things to try to create some disruption there. But I think that the bigger point of focus for us is, you know, in a situation where you're dropping eight, zone integrity becomes critical. And if you look at the film, we had guys diving down on routes that were underneath and opening up windows behind. That dig has room to run because, you know, we don't have five guys interlocked at the depth of the sticks playing together. And that is not a player issue. That is a program issue, meaning we got to teach it better. We got to practice it better. We got to coach it better. We got to execute it in the moment. And at that point, I think we got on our heels, guys. I think the next snap is a corner route that gets complete down to the 11, and you're at that point you're up against it. And so that's long winded. You know, we scrutinize every decision we make and every scheme we have. And in a situation where you falter in a 2 minute drive, you don't come out of that saying, "Oh, we got this." It just was, you know, we just got to play it better. You certainly look at it and you say, "Okay, what's missing in this package? How do we develop it from learning from this so that we can be better the next time we're in this situation? And then how do we execute those base calls that we've had? How do we execute better so that we can utilize those, because it's good strategy too." And that's how, you know, a bad situation becomes, you know, positive growth.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee with us, Mississippi State at Vanderbilt Stadium Saturday at 3:00. Mike Wright, the sophomore, got the start, played all but one snap. And then Ken Seals, just a two-part question, how you think Mike responded, and then also the status of Ken.
Well, Mike, you know, I thought Mike played well. I was very proud of him. I thought he managed the game well. You know, there's anytime you're a first time starter, it's the most snaps he's played. There's a lot of growth that is possible, which is what's most exciting. You know, you see whether it's fundamental technical things, whether it's read progression things or decisions with the ball. You know, he's got room to grow, which again, to me, puts us, you know, in a really good position offensively to continue our progress. But, you know, what I loved about his game on Saturday was when the play wasn't there, he made the decision at times to throw the ball away. He didn't make a bad play worse. You know, I don't think he tried to force throws. And he certainly was able to create, which is part of his game. And that's an important part of it. I thought, you know, up until this point this season, there were times where he really felt like, because he was getting limited snaps, and it's like you go out there and you want to make the most of what you have. He was really pressing to make the big play, and what I saw from him on Saturday was a willingness just to strengthen the other 10 guys on the team, you know, make good decisions with the ball, and lead the offense. And we can build on that. As far as Kenny goes, he's week to week. Mike's going to be the starter this weekend. You know, we'll see where Ken's at. We have to keep him focused on being healthy. Once he's back and healthy, he'll be back in the fold. Until then, again, he's been a great supporter of Mike and done an incredible job being a teammate, being a leader, and really continuing to be a part of the heartbeat of that offense, which has been really fun to watch from my seat. Just as you're growing a program, to see that level of character in the leadership of your team.
What about Mississippi State? We know what Mike Leach likes to do, although the offense really hadn't gotten into gear yet under, if you look by his standards, I think averaging less than 25 points a game. Of course, ran into an Alabama buzzsaw this past Saturday. Tell us about Mississippi State.
It's the air raid, so they're going to probably throw it. If they have 70 snaps, you're going to see, you know, 62 passes. But that's how they control the game. So it's not necessarily, they're not passing it to get everything in chunks. They're passing it as a way to replace a run game. So they're throwing shallow crosses. They're throwing stops. The ball's out of the quarterback's hand quickly. They have the ability to get in rhythm and extend drives. They just do it in a different manner than other teams. We have to be patient on defense. The passing game has to be defended by all 11, meaning, there are going to be times where we're adding guys into coverage. The rush has to close seams down and knock the ball down the line of scrimmage on the quick passing game. And we have to find a way to stop drives, you know, late in the sequences. So we always talk about it only takes one snap to get an offense off schedule. And so they may have a catch and run shallow cross. They may have a spot throw they hit. They may get some rhythm going. And it's the next snap where we bat the ball down to make it second and 10 that leads to the stop that gets the ball back to our offense. So patience on defense. It is a different style of offense to defend. It's going to require us to have different tactics, but also an exciting challenge. Defensively, they are very disruptive. It's a 3-3-5, you know, blitz, add rushers, twist the front. And so in the same vein as the defense, our offense needs to have patience too. There's going to be some plays where they're able to twist into a play in the backfield, or, you know, we may have trouble getting a run game going because they call into the runs. And then next thing you know, they present an opportunity for us to create a gap between the first and second level and pop a big one. So it's about patience and persistence. We have to build on some of the identity pieces on offense around Mike that we started with last weekend, and find our success on the perimeter, but also don't give up on a run game that can create explosives just by nature of their movement.
Yeah, three in a row at home. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It's some home cooking. Yeah, get Stack nice, out there, man, in the grill. You guys will be all right.
No doubt. Zach's going to be on it. I'm sure he's got a big menu this weekend, so I'll be excited to see what he comes up with.
All right. Hey, thanks, Clark.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
You joining
appreciate
us.
Appreciate you coming on.
Great to be with you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right.
All right.
Not many coaches go into it that depth any interview.
I mean, you get a lot of, well, hey, you know, we did what we thought was best and we're moving on.
No coach
speak. But to take the time to explain, you know, what the thought process was on some of the aspects of that game. And, you know, by now, most coaches have that game in the rearview mirror, and I'm sure he does too. But for him to be able to be patient enough to kind of explain and kind of go over what happened last week, and as we look ahead to this week against Mississippi State, I really commend Coach Clark Lee for that.
All right, we're wide open the rest of the hour. You want to give us a call? We do have Eddie George coming up at about 10:50 this morning, and rather 10:40. Keep saying 10:50. 10:40 this morning, we'll do that. But in the meantime, your phone calls on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers likely, thunderstorms possible as well. Cloudy skies, 76 will be the high. For tonight, partly cloudy, 49. Sunshine returns for Friday, highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, clear, 48. Saturday, sunshine, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios.
He's not even on the other side of the glass. He's like right there.
He's far enough away.
I can throw a piece of paper at him, or you know, a Nerf football, hit him in the head.
Why?
I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying I could. You know. Because, you know, most producers are behind the glass, right? You have that big glass partition
there. Or in a different room.
Right. Yeah, right. He's right here with us.
Just a little glimpse behind the scene of what happens here.
Yeah, take you behind the curtain here at Nashville Sports Radio,
The machinery. Mm-hmm. Titans and the Chiefs. The Chiefs opened up as 3-point favorites. That popped up to 5.5 real quickly, 57.5 the over-under. Chiefs are in a little bit of, it's obviously 17 games, only 6 games in, but they're 3-3. Mm-hmm. They've sort of been scuffling a little
bit. This is kind of a must win for them. If they lose this game, another AFC conference game to 3-4, and even though they are the Chiefs and we expect them to be among the elite of the AFC, you know, this could be I'm not going to say a knockout blow, but man, they're going to have some serious catching up to do the rest of the season if they lose. And you could kind of say the same thing for the Titans. Even though they'll still be above 500 if they lose. So I expect a highly competitive, almost a playoff-like game on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, a shortened week also. And you got to wonder the turnaround for the Titans, obviously.
Well, I just want to know who's going to be available in their secondary, right?
Well, they signed Greg Maben off the Cardinals practice squad. He's been here. Greg Maben's been here before. So obviously Chris Jackson, even Ding, we know about. Obviously, Caleb Farley is out. Christian Fulton will not play probably. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, they went and signed a defensive back, and we'll see. I mean,
right. And listen, Patton said this the other day. I mean, Jack Rabbit wasn't exactly lighting it up the other day. I actually thought Farley played pretty well until he got hurt. You know, he was holding his own. But, man, you got Patrick Mahomes and the Cheetah and Hardman and Kelsey and all those guys coming. You know, it's going to be a real test for this secondary, which is going to be really banged up on Sunday.
Well, usually with the short week, the media availabilities have been sort of different right this week than usual. What do we have over there, Patton?
First, we got Ryan Tannehill. He's talking about kind of his relationship that he has with his OC, Todd Downing.
You guys love these questions. I feel like every week I answer questions like this. My relationship with Todd is great. You know, it's started back in February and still going today. And
just trying to figure out, like, you know, as the season has gone on, have you guys learned anything more about one another or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the more time you spend with someone, the better your relationship gets and the more you learn about each other. I feel like we have a great process of putting a game plan together. And then on the sideline, it's been great. You know, I've had some ideas. He's had some ideas on the sideline, and we kind of blend those together and have come up huge for us on the field, you know, made some huge plays because of adjustments. So I love working with Todd and look forward to continue doing so.
He's right, though. He does get asked that in some way, shape, or form every week.
First-year offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But I kind of see his side of it. It's like, man, you're asking me that again? It's like asking Derrick Henry about his workload. Like, Derrick talks today. I guarantee somebody's going to ask him, are you concerned about your workload, Derrick? like, a couple weeks ago, he cracked a smile. He's like, y'all just keep asking me about that every week. I'm not concerned about my workload.
And Vrabel sort of scoffs at that too, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, being continually asked about that.
But it's like, you know, this guy is your best player. What are you going to, you know, oh, we got to preserve him? No, the guy's a machine.
Well, he only carried, we only had 20 carries, right? Is that right? 20 carries, I believe, this past, which is, you know, not much. I know he had some catches out of the backfield as well. But what else you have over there for us, Patton?
Next, we got Mike Vrabel and kind of his relationship that he's got with Andy Reid and kind of the help he's given him along the way.
Well, I mean, I would say that Andy's been a great mentor for me as a coach, you know, going back to when I was in Houston, just to be able to have conversations with him. You know, he's coached a lot of great players, coached a lot of great teams. You know, every meeting that I've ever been associated with, you know, Andy tries to give input with to coaches, younger coaches. So I'm thankful for that relationship. You know, they're always very explosive offensively. I think he's got a very creative offensive mind. Seems like the players enjoy playing for him, have a good time. They've been ultimately successful, you know, and I'm not saying like they have a good time because they win. You know what I mean? He's had a lot of success in this league and you know, very good offensively, and he's a championship coach and a championship person.
Who doesn't like Andy Reid?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the most liked and respected guys in the NFL. I mean, even when he coached the Eagles, and I'm a Giants fan, I liked him. I did.
Yeah.
I always had a lot of respect for Andy Reid. So a lot of people were happy a couple of years ago when he finally won the Super Bowl. I always thought he was up there amongst the greatest NFL head coaches to never win a Super Bowl. You can, you know, check that off the list. Vrabel just sounds like he'd rather be anywhere but there doing that press
conference. Another day in the life of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And it was the same way with Bruce Arians last year, right? A lot of people were happy for him.
You know, I among them because I got to know him a little bit when he was, you know, the OC in Pittsburgh. I think he was like the wide receivers coach, and then they became the OC in Pittsburgh. And he's just the thing about Andy Reid, guys like Andy Reid and Bruce Arians, they're old school tell it like it is guys. They're not phony, you know. They're not trying to be something they're not. They're not trying to be phony dudes, man. They're the genuine article. So you always have respect for men like that. Lifelong football men like them.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call, talk about that. Preds tonight with the Rangers in town. Rangers off to a 2-1-1 start. Of course, the Preds got their first win Tuesday night against the Kings. Four straight at home before they head off on the road for the first time Saturday at Winnipeg. Should be fun tonight down at the arena.
It was fun Tuesday night for the game against the LA Kings. We talked about the tribute they had for Victor Arvidsson and just the fact that they were able to come back in the third period down a goal and get two goals and get out of there with a win. So, you know, they'll look to make it two straight wins and two straight wins at home. And, you know, it's like any other sport, right? You want to win your home games and have a good record at home. So, you know, a win tonight would get them to, you know, back to 500 at 2-2. And, you know, people were panicking after that 0-2 start, especially when they lost to the Kraken in the opener. But, you know, I said this the other yesterday, and I really think it's true. Games like what we saw Tuesday night, I think you're going to see a lot of these type of games from the Predators in terms of, you know, tight games, good goaltending, timely goal scoring. You know, sure, we'll have a game where maybe Duchesne or Johansson or somebody breaks out and has a two-goal game, maybe a hat trick, something like that. But I think what we saw Tuesday night, the kind of grinded out 2-1, 3-2 type games, are what we're going to see a lot from this Preds team during the season.
Remind you of Barry Trotz years?
Very much so. Very much so. And I'll go back even further. When I was in Buffalo covering the Sabres, the year that Pat LaFontaine got hurt, like the Preds had no real scorers you could count on, but they had Dominic Hasek. So every game was 2-1, 3-2, 1-0. And the mantra then for those guys was, hey, let's just try to get two goals because Dom's not going to let in more than one if he lets in one at all. I'm not saying that this team has that. You know, they have a lot more skilled offensive players than that team that I'm describing. But, you know, I think, like I said, I think we're going to see a lot of these type games for the Preds going through the season.
Yeah, UC Saros so far, 927 save percentage, goals against 2.03. a little high on one, a little low on the other, comparing.
Small sample size, but, you know, it's
Igor Shesterkin, look at him, his numbers, for example, the Rangers goaltender, 1.62 goals against and a 949. And, of course, Chris Kreider, their star, has got, what, 3 goals already. So, should be fun with your Rangers in town tomorrow.
Yeah, my New York Rangers in town. So, my New York Knicks got a win last night. I mean,
Did I ask about the Knicks?
No, but I'm telling you about the Knicks because that's what I like to do.
I got 81 more of them. But no, they're only going to win about half of those, so we'll only get about half of those.
If the Knicks win 40 games or more, I'll be very happy.
So what the Grizzlies do last night?
Grizzlies won. They looked really good. I was going to ask the young general, because he's a Cavaliers fan, what did you think of the big rookie, the big man there?
I was really
impressed. A solid game.
Yeah, Evan Mobley looked really good last night. Shot the ball, actually. Had a three-pointer in the corner, but just really smooth for a seven-footer that big. He's smooth, can handle the ball. But I tell you what, John Morant, every year, on the broadcast, he said he had 43 in the opener last year. I believe he had 40 again this last night. But just once again, he's got that three-ball going for him now. Just attack the paint endlessly.
How about that alley-oop one-handed thunder he had? That was incredible.
He loves playing the Cavs. He loves playing Kevin Love specifically. Almost ended his career a few years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that, his rookie year, but
he went to yoke on him and he missed the yoke, but it would have been the greatest dunk of all time if he'd have made it.
But I tell you what, I really do enjoy watching this Grizzlies team. It was just good having NBA back on last night.
Well, yeah, the Grizzlies, I think, are a lot deeper, and having a guy like Steven Adams, you know, as a big who can protect the rim. He can block shots, he can rebound, but he's also a really good facilitator. He had a couple nice passes last night to cutters going to the basket. You know, Triple J is back. Ja Morant is Ja Morant. They've got a really nice, deep team, I think, this year, and they're going to be fun to watch. I enjoyed watching. Like I said, I watched a big chunk of that game last night. I think the Grizzlies are going to be fun to watch this year.
Yeah, we'll have Grizzlies all the way through, as a matter of fact. This coming Saturday night, they have the Clippers. We'll have that coming up. Of course, any conflict between the Braves in the postseason will trump the Grizzlies here early in the season.
We're in the assumption that the Braves are going to win the NLCS and move on to the World Series. So, like I said, it's going to be exciting having Braves World Series baseball games right here on National Sports
Radio. And what, that one, World Series won't open to what, Tuesday night, right?
I believe.
It opens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do Tuesday, Wednesday off, then they go Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Monday, Tuesday,
if
Wednesday.
If necessary. So, November 4th would be Game 7, I believe.
By the way, I was just looking at our WNSR community calendar. You can go to WNSR.com. It has a list of all the things that we have. Vanderbilt baseball this weekend with the Fall Classic is this weekend. So, nothing else to do.
If what we were just saying were all, that'd be enough. But wait, there's more.
There is more. All right. We'll take a break. Going to give us a call. Please do. 615-844-5600.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. It happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Pat underscore Cook at John Burton 32 at the Pokester at Nash Sports Radio. All of our social media platforms here at the radio station WNSR.com. Also the app. Download the app and take it with us.
Take us with you wherever you go.
Indeed. The F&M Bank phone line 615-844-5600. Kenny the mailman. Hello, Kenny.
Morning, Kenny.
Greetings to you and yours. It's been a couple of weeks since I've got to talk to y'all.
Yeah, we missed you, man. Great to have you on today.
Well, do you know why?
No, I don't. Do you, Greg?
Our buddy Eric pulled an evil trick on me.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
What are we going to do with him? He called me and told me I'd been banned from your station.
He didn't do that.
Yeah, so he got one over on me. We're going to have to get him back.
Eric, what are you doing? I know he's listening. Eric, what are you doing, man?
First off, we don't ban callers, so we'll start it at that. But, you know, we took it under advisement with you, Kenny. We really did.
I think he wanted more time for his around the NFL spot.
Yeah, we're going to actually come up with a sounder for him.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get our big voice.
His own intro.
Yeah, play some NFL Films music as a bed underneath. You know,
I know as a football fan, the greatest way to lose the next game is just keep dwelling on the last one. But it's been so hard to let Monday night go because it was just amazing. To me, it was almost like watching the old Bond movie, James Bond, where he's just barely hanging on the cliff by his fingernails. Y'all remember those scenes?
Yeah. Remember the Batman TV series? They always left you with a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and the villain is sort of stepping on the guy's toes, and there's no way he can hang on, and he just sort of shines the light off his cufflink, and the bad guy falls.
Well, that's an analogy I haven't heard. That works for me, Kenny. I like it.
That's how it felt Monday night. We were just close enough to be right there with them. You know, it never felt like we were, you know, imposing a will or anything, but it's just you hang around, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, when your defense can hold a really good offense like that to field goals early on, you know, I mean, it worked in reverse, right, for the Titans in the Jets game. They were moving the ball between the 20s, got bogged down, had to settle for field goals. You, like you said, you let a team hang around, you know, especially when you're on the road and you let the home team hang around. They make a couple of plays, their crowd gets into it, and yeah, that was one of the better. You know, certainly one of the better Monday night games I covered, one of the better Titans games in terms of excitement I covered. So,
and Burton brings up the Jets and rains on my parade.
Sorry about that, man.
But it is, it's hard to let go, but man, that's going to be another nip and tuck game. And like you said, I don't know who's going to cover who, Sunday, but we'll be ready for it. Hey, y'all have a great day, and thanks for keeping me company.
Well,
thank you, Kenny, for all you do, man. He does a lot of great stuff. He sends me inspirational notes all the time to News Channel 5 and handwritten cards and stuff like that. They make my day. Thank you so much for doing that, Kenny.
You never know what you'll get in the mail.
Hey, Kenny, we've lifted the double secret probation.
You're back in. So
excellent. I'll have to get Eric back for that. All right. See y'all later.
All right. See ya. Did Eric really do that?
I don't think so. 615-844-5600. Logan in Brentwood. What up, Logan?
Hey, guys, just a quick comment. Obviously, the Braves have announced Fried as the starter tonight. I don't guess the Dodgers have announced a starter yet.
No, I was just on MLB.com. It is Fried versus TBD.
Run out there, and do you think it might would be smarter if the Braves were to go back to Anderson tonight and save Max Fried and Charlie Morton for Game 6 and Game 7 at home?
You win tonight, you win the NLCS.
I agree with Greg. Let's, you know, end it tonight, because you never know what can happen. Dodgers are a good team. You give them any kind of life, even though you're going back home for potentially two, you never know what could happen. Get it done tonight. Sweep the leg.
That's your rotation, and he's up next. You stick with him, and he's been really good.
Sweep the leg.
That's it. Thanks, wow, Logan. I guess he got his answer. No, you don't start.
Right?
You don't start playing around with your rotation.
No,
right,
you don't.
Now
you don't start
that.
Couching. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens?
You go for the.
You're
you go
up 3-1.
The
sweep the leg.
And you go for it tonight. And I think with Max Fried and and momentum, certainly with the Braves, even the one they lost. They had a 5-2 lead in the eighth inning then, and just
you had a struggling hitter hit a pitch out of the zone. You know that doesn't for a 3-run home run to tie it. That rarely happens. So
buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category, so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And, the test drive, I always go back to this. How much can you learn? Or you can go online and you can do your own study. And I don't think you're an expert unless you actually work on vehicles yourself. But if you're like me, hey, I need people out there doing the work for me in that extensive testing and ranking processes. They consider the comfort, the technology, the fuel economy, performance, certainly. The value of the purchase is top-notch as well. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see the best car ranking. Search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com. For cars, there's Edmunds. For us, there's phone calls. If you want to do it, 615-844-5600.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times. During hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky, the high temperature 78. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, stray shower late, low 60. Thursday, partly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms, our high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
What's this, the open to Hawaii 5-0?
No, this is a, listen to guitar riff. Public Enemy did a sample of this song for a song called You're Gonna Get Yours off their first album. Google it, kids.
615-844-5600. You want to call us on the F&M Bank phone line. There was some college football last night. Appalachian State knocking off Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina was 16th in the country, so a 30-27 win there. Some college football tonight. You got two doubleheaders. If you like the college football thing, on ESPN at 6:30, Tulane at SMU, and that's followed by Louisiana at Arkansas State, Sun Belt there, and Conference USA then the Sun Belt, and then on CBS Sports Network at 6:30, FAU at Charlotte, Sun Belt game, and wow, then out west at 9 o'clock, San Jose and UNLV. Of course, the NFL game tonight is the Browns and the Broncos. Both teams are 3-3,
mm-hmm,
as a matter of fact. It's on Fox and NFL Network. Of course, Case Keenum will be starting for Baker Mayfield, and even Kareem Hunt's hurt, Nick Chubb's hurt.
Yep.
Odell
Beckham may not play tonight.
The spread started at 6. It's now 2,
mm-hmm,
for the Browns. So
yeah, and this is kind of dangerous territory for the Browns. They need this win. They've lost 2 straight. And like you said, they are really banged up. There's a chance only one or maybe none of their starting tackles will play tonight. They've got some serious injury issues. But obviously the big one you mentioned, Baker Mayfield with the torn labrum. There is talk that he actually has a broken collarbone as well. That's not been confirmed. So you're going to get Keenum tonight and see what he can do. And it's one of those games, if you're the Browns, you're at home, you're facing a West Coast team having to fly in. Stefanski's been going for it a lot on fourth down. Take the points when they're there. Kick a field goal. Get points. And their defense is going to have to come up big. So I'll be curious to see what Keenum does, especially with neither stud running back available tonight.
I don't know what to think of the Broncos. I mean, 3-3 is what it is.
They
right?
kind of are what they are. They're like a mediocre team. Yeah. But the teams they beat, I mean, they beat my team, which is terrible. They haven't really beaten anybody. You know what I'm saying? And the Raiders, after the week they had to go into Denver and smack them around like they did, is to me is pretty telling for what the Broncos truly are.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Exactly. That's my reaction.
He's good enough to find a job.
Yep.
Right? But can he carry a team? I know he got hurt a little bit planning on
guys
playing
like
tonight.
Him, Jacoby Brissett, Listen, it looked like he was going to be the guy in Minnesota, and then he got hurt. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he won that playoff game against Seattle a number of years ago. But, guy missed a chip shot field goal. He let him down the field in the final seconds, got in position to win that game. I think his opportunity to be a, big-time, big-money franchise quarterback is probably passed. But he's capable. But he's really banged up, too. I guess he's got, a leg and a foot issue. He can barely walk. So But he's going to get the start tonight. You either got him or Drew Schlock, our guy, Drew Lock. So,
one thing the Broncos do have is Von Miller, and he's a disruptor.
Yeah, so, if you're going up against a backup tackle, you better get some help over to his side.
So, yeah, and the Broncos started 3-0, and you go, what? But they've come back to earth, obviously, with three
anybody.
Straight losses. Yeah,
you know.
So,
which is weird to say to the NFL, but, you know, like I said, you know, I can look at their wins during the break. I mean, they haven't really beaten.
Here's you a number for that secondary for Denver. Mm-hmm. The Broncos allowed the Raiders to become the first team since at least 1991 to have 7 pass plays at least 25 yards or more. That's chunk.
Yeah, Derek Carr looked like Daryl LaMonica, the mad bomber from back in the 70s. Google that, Patton. That's a little before your time.
To Freddie Biletnikoff.
Yeah, Cliff Branch.
Yeah.
And the ghost to the post, Dave Casper.
Right.
God, we're old.
I know that. Hour number two is coming up. Andy George, TSU football coach, they come off a big win at home over Tennessee Tech in overtime this past Saturday at Nissan Stadium. They're on the road this coming Saturday at Eastern Illinois. We'll have that and your phone calls interspersed.
I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden, still trying to convince Democrats to come together on his human infrastructure agenda, will be meeting with lawmakers this week. ABC's Rachel Scott says they hope to reach consensus by the end of next week.
The size of this package, the president says, will also likely have to come down from $3.5 trillion to roughly $2 trillion. One Democrat telling me that this is the most forceful the president has been yet about advancing his economic agenda, but there is still more work to do, including an agreement on how to pay for it all.
Food and Drug Administration has given the green light to booster shots for those who receive the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. Now the research goes to the CDC, which will have the final say. Could be days or weeks before the remains found in a Florida nature reserve are identified, possibly as those of Brian Laundrie. He's a person of interest in the Gabby Petito murder. He's been missing for weeks. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to 290,000. That's a new pandemic low. This is ABC News.
Pro football season's here, and pro roofers save valuable time with Beacon Pro Plus. Beacon Pro Plus works 24/7 for material ordering, order history, and automated promotion tracking, so you can get your favorite GAF roofing products even when working remotely. And now, order on Beacon Pro Plus and get a $175 gift card and a chance for a VIP pro football getaway. Gear up and raise your game with Beacon Pro Plus today. Build, score, and win at BECN.com.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
We believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is now we're number two. Do you want to give us a call, please do. Coming up at about 10:40, Eddie George, TSU football coach. Tigers have won two in a row. Yeah, Austin Peay, then the bye week, and then Tennessee Tech in overtime this past Saturday. And Eddie's 2-0 at Nissan Stadium.
Well, that's his, you know, yeah. he's used to winning games there, right?
Yep. So we'll have somebody. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Somebody DM'd me on my News Channel 5 Facebook page and said, "No one on your staff has addressed Eddie George as Coach Eddie George. Please give him the respect he deserves." So I write back. I'm like, "Is this really something that you're disturbed about?" I said, "We, as far as I know, we've referred to him as Coach." It was some of the things that people complain about when they watch TV is really I'll punch it up. Talk to the people.
I don't think it's a lack of respect. You know, just for example, last hour I introduced Clark Lee, the Vanderbilt football coach, and I said, "Hello, Clark." Well, you know why?
Because that's his name.
It's his name. and this goes back to early DiNardo days. I'd always call him Jerry, and he didn't bother him. He said, "You know, this is when I was the beat writer," and he asked me one day, "Why don't you call me Coach instead of Jerry?" And I said, "Okay, you start calling me Writer Pogue, and I'll start calling you Coach DiNardo." Well, simple enough, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm Greg, and you're Jerry, right? That happens to be your job. Although Coach, though, is a moniker of respect. There's no doubt about it. Okay, and I'll tell you where I'll do it with older coaches. Like if I've got Frank Beamer on here, I'm not gonna, and he's, you know, my senior, and I'm not gonna go, "Hey Frank," you know, it'll be Coach. Okay, out of respect. But in a working situation, I don't think it's a big deal one way or the other. You know,
isn't it kind of a given that he's the coach?
Right.
She was like, "No one on your staff was addressing him as Coach. Give him the respect he deserves." I'm like, "What?" Like I said, I've been doing TV a long time, and I know you've done a lot of TV, Greg, and you're just starting to get into it, Patton. The things that people will complain about, you just sit there and like, you took 5 minutes out of your life to complain about, you know, the tie I was wearing, or I didn't call somebody Coach, or, you know, it's...
Well, it's
part of the gig, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's part of the business.
It's part of the gig. Yeah. You either accept it or get out. So.
You're in the public spotlight.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it.
And people love to complain.
And the thing is, you would get it as a writer, you'd get it radio. People always know how to do your job better than you
anyway.
And that's what I always tell a coach, too, when he talks about my writing. I said, "Okay, I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You don't tell me how to do your job, I won't tell you how to do yours. You don't tell me how to do my job, brother, I won't tell you how to do yours." And he said, "Well, inherently, isn't that what you're doing when you second guess?" And I said, "Well, that's what I'm hired to do, right?
It's part of the gig." Yeah,
so
it's like when we had Clark Lee on last hour, and you know, I said, "Hey, would you do anything different on that last drive?" Because I'm sure a lot of Vanderbilt fans or you know, Nashvillians who watched that game saw that last drive and saw South Carolina just march down the field and get in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. You know, I think it's a fair question.
How you ask it much as anything. You asked it, you framed it, would you do anything different? You didn't come back and go, "What the hell was that?"
Right.
What were you thinking?
Exactly.
My Lord.
With me, semantics and tone are big things. Whether I'm
I don't believe you.
Whether I'm on the receiving end or I'm giving it out, semantics and tone are very important.
Usually when my tone is less, I'm trying to be more.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
So you're more passive aggressive?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think I'm the king of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, I think you could kill them with kindness, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that old saying? Keep your enemies closer. Keep your
friends
closer.
Your enemies closer. Yeah.
Right. So.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. All that fun stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, so just act right, John. 615. that's all we're asking.
Blank you, Paul.
615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line we go. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. That was a good question, John. I'm glad you asked, Coach. Excuse me.
Yeah. You okay, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm eating crackers.
water.
We got some saltines working today.
Oh, man. But that game really got under my skin for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this staff. I think those kids are playing their hearts out for him. And so I'm not against Coach Lee. I'm really happy he's here. They played hard, but they took that game away for those kids, in my opinion, with that prevent defense, and just took it away from them. And I'm glad to hear that I was really glad you asked that question, and I'm glad that he did say yes. You know, we would do something different before he explained it all out. So it made me feel a little better. But yeah, that was just a mistake on the coaching staff. I mean, not to say South Carolina would not have beat them if they'd have kept pressure, but it just I'm not a coach.
Well, Steve,
they should have kept the same D.
Yeah, Steve, I think how they looked at it was you got this quarterback coming in cold off the bench. They got to drive the length of the field. You know, can this guy really be patient enough?
To keep everything in front of you,
all that kind of stuff. Don't give up the big play over the top. You know, rally up, make a tackle, tackle them in bounds because they're out of timeouts. I can understand the strategy, but I've always been of the ilk, go after, especially that situation. You know, like what I just said, kids coming in cold off the bench, go after them. You know, get him off his spot, make him make quick decisions. I mean, they turned the ball over a ton in that game.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing. They got very fortunate to get all those turnovers, and you should win. But John, if they know they knew this, I bet they scouted them like crazy. That guy came off the bench in game one, I think.
Yep, sure did.
Started game one and beat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
Well, he's a grad transfer. Where was he? At Iowa State, I believe. Yeah, he's young. It's not like they just went up in third row and grabbed somebody.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Steve. And listen, Coach Lee talked about it. It's part of the process, right? These coaches get paid a lot of money to strategize for situations just like that. But I just, as that drive, progressed, I remember just thinking, man, they got to, this three-man rush and dropping eight's not going to work. You know, this guy's picking them apart. And, I mean, within three plays, you kind of felt like, I know they need a touchdown, but it's certainly looking like that's, in the offing here. So
yeah, and you're one play away. You get the first down. You don't have to settle for the three.
Right.
Game over.
Yeah.
And so –
would you have gone for it instead of kick the field
goal?
No,
I think that, at fourth and five, the odds of making that are, 20-30% probably at the most.
At best, probably, right, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think about that. But, yeah, and I was surprised, well, maybe not, that they went to the quarterback that they went to.
Doty was having a shocker. I mean, he was turning the ball over left and right. But it's just one of those games. It's hard to get over, when you had a victory right there, you're getting a chance to get your first SEC victory for Clark Lee and the new the new version of this program and get a win on the road. And even though it's South Carolina and they're not very good still, that would have been just a nice, nice win and a nice boost for the program. And, fortunately, it didn't happen.
And they had, the four takeaways. You talk about that. That hadn't happened in like 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
But here's your number. Vandy has been outscored 90-13 in the first quarter this season. 90-30. You can't. Yeah. You have no margin of error to begin with. You can't dig
a hole.
And
about half of that was Georgia.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, but at least a third, right? It was
35-0 after one.
Yeah.
And the line was 35.
Yeah, so that might be a bit skewed. You know what? Yeah. Call me crazy.
You're crazy, Greg.
Thank you very much. Vandy hang with Mississippi State. They're getting 22, 23 at home.
I will make my official prediction tomorrow on Picking with the Pickers, but, you know, I'm leaning. Well, I'm not going to tell you how I'm leaning. So you'll have to be listening tomorrow, folks. Yes. A big part of me thinks they could. Sure.
It's really not going to impact how I pick, what you think, really, quite frankly. So I ask your opinion on a Thursday. Don't give me, I'm trying to tease ahead
so we have people listen to our show tomorrow, Greg.
Thank you. You're welcome. Those listening right now, sorry.
Short answer, yes.
Yeah.
I thought Mike Wright did a pretty decent job at Q.
Well, he says he's starting this, you know, and that's one thing. I guess it was listed on the depth chart. I guess you'd go look, but for a coach to come out and say, yeah, he's starting again, you know, that usually doesn't happen.
You're right. A lot of coaches say, well, we'll let you know.
Well, look at the depth chart.
Game time to see. Yeah, that's what Vrabel would say. He's on the depth chart as a starter.
You ask these questions.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to get Mike Wright again. So I guess he said Ken Seals is, to use his words, week to week. Do we know what the injury is? Have they said?
I haven't seen it. Somebody could tell us. Is it a? I haven't seen that part of it.
Yeah. I guess in college football, it's kind of like hockey. You don't have to reveal the injury if you don't want to, or type thing, or I don't know.
No, they don't. And eventually, though, it will get to that because of the gambling component.
Good point.
It will eventually. When they start making money off of it, they're going to have to come out with injury reports as well. 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, please do on the F&M Bank phone line. This thing with Jeremy Pruitt, is UT's not going to give him a penny. And he was fired for calls on January 18th, still owed $12.6 million in the buyout. He's going to sue and UT says, come get it. Their quote was
see in court.
Vigorous defense. Of course, they alleged already, UT has alleged before it's even come out, that there will be multiple level ones and multiple level two, but we haven't seen that, right?
Right.
And
the NCAA, I guess, is still investigating in that. They haven't released their findings that I'm aware of. Have you?
No, and the thing is, too, and they move, you know, their investigations are measured by a sundial. thing is, a lot of these, they will settle, go, let's just go away. Now, Pruitt's attorney is claiming he's got some dirt himself that he wants to have come to light. Maybe that's a bargaining chip or whatever. Pretty much.
The bags and bags of cash in the McDonald's parking lot, perhaps?
Yeah, you know why Ed Orgeron is going to get his, what, $17
million? Yeah, like 16 and a half, something like that.
He also knows where skeletons are buried.
Yeah.
And they said, you go your way, we go ours, let's just keep our mouths shut, okay? Mm-hmm. You'll get your money, you want to coach the rest of the year, that's fine. We don't want this aired in public, you don't want it, we don't want
it. But if I'm a coach, why not just take my money and walk away and just have them name an interim head coach?
He wouldn't have any place for his girlfriend's kids to go play.
Yeah, well, there you go. Question asked and answered. Good job, Greg. Thank you.
I guess once a football coach, always a football coach. I don't know.
It just doesn't sound right. You're a lame duck.
How does
coach.
It recruiting? How does that help recruiting?
Right. How am I supposed to get up to play for this guy knowing, you know, he's walking out of the door at the end of the year? I don't know.
With $17 million.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And a bunch of baby mamas as girlfriends.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
gotta throw that in.
But the, I think Jeremy Pruitt's going to sue because apparently UT's not going to give him a penny.
Well, good luck with that. And if they're content to say, go ahead and sue us, we'll see you in court. You know, our case is strong. We fired you for cause, and you know,
right now we don't know what that cause is.
Right,
right,
right. And so you're right. So I guess your point to all this is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of dirty laundry aired here in the not too distant future.
Well,
no?
and first off, Tennessee, it's sort of weird. If you're Tennessee, don't you hope that there aren't any level ones or level twos at all? Right? Isn't that what you hope, that you're not hit by the NCAA? Hey, we found out UT, you're okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But they're.
I think when Plowman came out and made it public, I think she was hoping, the administration's probably hoping, that the NCAA will go a little bit more easier on them. It's like, hey, you know, you're aware of it, you revealed it, you know, upon further review, it's not that bad.
So, in essence, they're hoping for the Pruitt case that there are level ones and level two found, which really is sort of a weird way to go about it, because why would you want your program to be hit with level ones and level twos?
Right.
And now you're
see what you're saying, but it would prove that hey, we had to fire this guy for cause because, look at all these level one and level twos.
What if there, I mean, there are going to be, obviously, but what if there aren't?
Then you got to pay Jeremy Pruitt his money.
Uh-huh. Or even if there's just a few of them or whatever, you know.
Then and Jeremy Pruitt, gotta give him something.
And he's alleging not just football-related dirt. Oh. He's going all across athletics.
He's got a wide swath. Men's basketball, everything.
I mean, you got to be really committed if you're going to go there, because you're going to open a lot of closet doors and drag a lot of people through the mud.
It's coaching suicide also.
It really is.
It's coaching suicide.
Because if he gets it wrong, he'll never coach again.
Well, he's in the NFL right now. He's assistant right now, and I think the game plan him is I can't remember what team.
I think he's with the Giants, actually.
I believe so. I'm not surprised.
You're right.
He's kind of written off the college game altogether.
Cool Deck LLC, the Deck Spurt, is on the air reminding all listeners that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Each year, thousands of women lose their lives, sadly, in the battle against breast cancer. Ladies, if you're over age 50, please be safe and schedule your checkup today. This message is from Cool Deck LLC, decorative concrete resurfacing for patios, sidewalks, garages, pool decks, and more. Call the pros at 615-836-9595. 615-836-9595. That's Cool Deck LLC, or visit them on Facebook. That's Cool Deck LLC on the air, because they're the professionals who care. We'll take a break. Brian, you'll be first right after it.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: we'll have time for clouds and sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 76. Partly cloudy and chillier tonight, low 48. Sunny Friday, high 68. Plenty of sunshine Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We'll be right back.
Craig Pope, John Burton, Patton Cook. We turned the youngest, the young Patton on to different things.
Yes.
You saw.
We're trying to edumacate the young man.
The new version of Halloween.
Yep.
And?
Your review was not good.
Don't bother.
Really? Don't bother?
Don't spend the money. It was atrocious.
Wow. That bad?
Yes.
See, I've never seen, I'm not a scary movie guy, so I've never seen any of the Halloweens, but.
Extremely corny. the whole movie, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was just like, what?
Did you go to the theater to see it, or did you stream it?
Stream it. It was on, so if you have a Peacock subscription.
I do.
It's on there for free, so myself, I watched that, and I was like, boy, I'm glad I didn't spend $50 at a movie theater watching this.
So, Jamie Lee Curtis, we've now introduced you to the Jamie Lee Curtis of the movie Perfect, yep, or Trading Places,
right?
And how would you view her costumes in the movie? Well,
I said it off air. The movies I'd seen of her, like as a kid growing up, that is not the Jamie Lee Curtis I knew. So,
no.
I will leave it at that.
Her last big run was probably the movie she did with Arnold Schwarzenegger, True Lies.
Yeah, and she looks good in that.
She looked very good in that.
True Lies has a scene where she is dancing for him, not knowing it's her husband.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway. 615-844-5600. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through Jamie Lee right now.
Yeah.
the F&M Bank phone line,
sound
Brian.
Like Gus Johnson just said, hey, Brian.
You old sicko, you. I tell you. Hey, JB, I'm the same way, man. I don't care for scary movies. If I want to be scared on purpose, I just go back to my old neighborhood. That's a scary place.
Well, Brian, here's what happened to me. My dad, we're on this kick. My dad and my sisters, they took us to see a bunch of movies. We're on this movie kick, and we saw E.T. together, and we went and saw Poltergeist thinking it was going to be a lot like E.T. That movie scarred me for life. That's the only movie I've ever walked out of the theater. Yeah, and so since then, I was like, nope, no scary. I like suspense movies. I don't like scary movies.
It does not appeal to me whatsoever. First of all, guys, you know, you're talking about the UT, Jeremy Pruitt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, man, who came up with the statement for cause or with cause? Can you imagine walking into a courtroom or into the NCAA and they ask you, well, what evidence do you have? Cause? it's like when you talk to your mom and she asks you why you did something stupid, you just say cause.
I did that a lot.
If you from where I'm from, you say cause.
Yeah. Cause.
But guys, you know, it's very I know I'm calling and talking to y'all about baseball just about every day, man.
Yeah, we love
baseball
it.
Really gives us something different just about every day. If you would have told me that Red Sox Astros series was gonna turn out the way it did after they had given up the most grand slams in postseason history just in three games, I would have never thought the Astros had a chance to come back and take the lead. And I think that's really why Brave fans are so apprehensive to go ahead and say that they're excited, because we've seen it happen before. But y'all know this already. Twitter can be the best and the worst of the internet.
Amen, brother. Preach.
If you had checked Braves Twitter about 2 days ago after that comeback loss, you would have thought that they needed to disband the team but then after they won yesterday, I had people on there comparing them to the 29 Yankees. I mean, I promise, man, I know this is just a small reflection of how people actually think. That's a really scary thing. If people actually bounce from irrational to rational thinking that much, we're in a bad spot as a society. But
yeah, and you know, I blame social media for that, because back before all that happened, we were pretty nuanced as fans. You know, we'd fly off the handle once in a while, but you're right. Social media has really, really ramped that up.
Well, there's no filter, and there's, you know, you can do it anonymously. And there's
guy with an egg for an avatar and three followers, you know, going on my Twitter telling me I suck and he can do my job better than me. I'm like, okay.
With no repercussions.
See, right.
Yeah, and no repercussions. And there's no chance that you'll probably ever see the guy. I mean, him living in his mom's basement, typing on a computer. I mean, there's likelihood you never find him.
Brian, you got some zingers today, man. I love it.
Hey, man, this is me unfiltered, uncut. You know, this is me without the Jeff from the Borough, I just leave that at that. But, guys, just want to talk about last night's game. Mookie Betts, man, I don't know what's going on with the guy. He was making some blunders in the outfield. I was really shocked to be one of the best players in baseball. He was personally responsible for a couple of misplays that really gave the Braves second chances, and they maximized on those opportunities. I feel good with Max Fried on the hill tonight. I don't know how long he'll go. Just the way this series has been going, I don't really expect him to go 7 or 8 innings, but it would be great if he could to kind of give the bullpen a break because they've been pitching just about every game. And to see the bounce back that Valdez had for the Astros yesterday gives me hope that, you know, guys get blown up one game can come out and have a good game. Fried has been one of the best pitchers for the Braves this year, so I'm hoping that they close it out tonight and we don't have to worry about going back to Atlanta. But like you said, Paul, the other day, if you can get out of L.A. with at least one game, you're doing pretty good after the start that the Braves had. But, fellas, that's all I got. Always a pleasure to talk to y'all. I'm about to go swimming because apparently we're about to have a monsoon. So, y'all be all right. Good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Here we got appreciate some storms coming through today. And Chavez and Jesse Chavez and Drew Smiley, the way they did it, Smiley was sort of an unknown. How would he react? I don't think he'd pitched in like maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And Dodgers didn't get their first hit to the 5th inning. Yeah, it's a good win last night, and then they blew it open, obviously, 9-2. Tonight, what do you think? They close it out?
Listen, what do they say about momentum in baseball, right? It's only as good as your starting pitcher that day. But I just feel like the Dodgers are a little bit broken. I feel like all the momentum is on the Braves' side. So at this point, I'd be pretty surprised if they didn't close it out tonight. But that'd be my advice to the Braves. Sweep the leg because that's a good baseball team still, and they're a champion. You never underestimate the heart of a champion. Even though if you lose tonight, you're going back home for 2, only having to win 1. But, why give the Dodgers life? Get it done tonight. Don't assume you're going to go back home and win 1 of 2.
615-844-5600. You want to give us a call? You can. We're just hanging out in here. We touched base briefly. I do want to get back to the Nashville SC because we were touched on it earlier than Clark Lee came on with us, the Vanderbilt coach. If you want to go back and listen to that, it's on all of our social media platforms.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah. He was great. You definitely want to check that out.
But in the 75th minute, the crew go ahead, and then, a couple minutes later, Hani Mokhtar from Daniel Rios, and 5th straight draw, but 5th straight point.
Yep, and they've kind of let some teams run back to them. And then the game they've got coming up against Philadelphia, it's huge. Right now, Philadelphia is 3 points behind Nashville SC. So if Nashville SC were to lose, they would drop that second place spot. So big game, and it's on the road. Their last home game is going to be actually their last regular season game of the season. In November, they're taking on the New York Red Bulls, but they've got 3 games on the road, 2 of them against teams that are 3 points behind them in Orlando and Philadelphia. Philadelphia playing their next upcoming game. So right now, it is squeaky bum time, as they say down there in England. So it's going to be close for them, and we'll see how things turn out. You just have to wonder if some of these draws could have turned into wins. They could really be out of sight and in second place right now, but they've kind of let teams come back. And although they're pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot at this point, the home stand up until the Eastern Conference Finals, that's still a question to be had.
And that would be huge for Nashville SC because they've been so good at home.
Yeah.
To have, like you said, home field for as far as you can go. Up until the conference finals, presumably against New England, I would guess, that would be just major for them.
And I think they've done, Nashville SC, I'm talking about, they've done a great job about making Nissan Stadium a home game for them because it's not their stadium in reality. They're trying to have the stadium ready for next season. But I think all the guys and girls over there, men, women over there, doing a great job making Nissan Stadium an atmosphere that teams have a tough time getting points out of.
Yeah. Were you there last night?
Was not there last night. I was prepping for my soccer game tonight that I've got against Austin Peay and EIU on ESPN Plus tonight.
A little plug there.
Yeah, home game.
By the general.
Home game. That's right, ESPN Plus. You would be doing just homes.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Well, have fun with that, man. Yep. Enjoy.
And I mentioned this, and I was just looking at this. Vanderbilt baseball this weekend.
Should we get Corbs on?
And we're going to have some. We're going to have some. Well, we just had Clark Lee on. Well, yeah. Corbs has his time.
Yeah, exactly. We got plenty of time for Corbs.
But, it's that fall classic. I'm trying to find it. I'll get the schedule here in a minute. Because we're going to be broadcasting some of those games this weekend. How about that?
And I'll bet you a lot of people tune in and listen, you know. We know how much, you know, Vanderbilt baseball is beloved here in this city, and I talk about it all the time. You know, it's not just a Vanderbilt thing. They're a Nashville team. You know, it's almost like they're like the unofficial fourth Nashville pro team, you know.
Well, and I'm looking at Saturday because the Mississippi State game is at 3 o'clock. You figure they would have a game maybe before or after, just have it to make a, mm-hmm. you know, a several reasons to go over there. Mm-hmm. What is today, the 21st?
Yes, 2-1, Holmes.
Okay, so tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, it's the black and gold game. That would be Friday, Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then, if necessary, what? If necessary, the 26th. If necessary. Why don't you just play it?
Just play it.
I mean, what do you... There you go.
Yeah. I had to get that out. Sorry.
So the 22nd is Friday. The 24th... No, they're not... excuse me. I misspoke. They're Friday, Sunday, Tuesday is the series.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm off Tuesday. Maybe
the 22nd, the 24th, and the 26th. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday, not Saturday. And then, they open the season February 18th. Oklahoma State comes here right off the get-go. So, the Josh Holiday? Yeah, used to be the head, he's the head coach at Oklahoma State, used to be the hitting instructor here. But, baseball. Wow.
A lot of new players on the team this year, so it's new look compared to last year. Got some old faces on there, but some freshmen. They've got a freshman shortstop and a left-handed pitcher that are supposed to be really good this year.
Yeah, they usually just reload, right? So, anyway, just thought I'd mention that. The times are Friday at 6, Sunday at 1, and then Tuesday at 6 o'clock, if necessary.
I hope it is necessary, because I might go.
Go ahead and play it.
I agree with you.
No, the gold team wants to go home. They lost the first two.
That's right.
They want to get out of town early.
It's getaway day.
So anyway, let's do this. We're going to take a break. Coming up after it, Vanderbilt football coach. Really, Vanderbilt football coach. That would be a trick. TSU football coach, Eddie George.
Coach Eddie George will join us.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends, Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, and I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Going to hook up with Eddie George here in just a few moments with that. Eddie got his first OVC
Coach
in.
Eddie Coach, George.
Coach Eddie George, indeed he is. Saw Jeff Fisher and Dave McGinnis standing on the sideline before the game down there. And just
talking about Monday night?
Saturday at the game.
The TSU game. That's right, yeah.
TSU game, obviously. Jeff's son, Jeff obviously involved in consulting, I guess, is the best way to put that. And then also Brandon Fisher. Brandon Fisher, that defense only gave up one touchdown. And then in overtime came up with a big interception as well. The defense played well, and the team played well. So, anyway, we'll hook up with Eddie here in just a few moments as well. They go to Eastern Illinois. Eastern Illinois has got quite a stable of famous names that played there, right? Tony Romo.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Mike Shanahan came through there. Mike Heimerdinger. Shanahan and Heimerdinger were roommates, and that's where their friendship formed a long time ago. Of course, Heimerdinger was on Denver staff, and that's really with Shanahan. And then Heimerdinger and Shanahan married EIU cheerleaders that were roommates. So it's pretty cool deal there.
Yeah, they've had a really nice FCS program.
Yep, over the years. So we'll try to hook up with Eddie here in just a few moments. And if not, of course, we got to remember, we get him right after practice.
Right.
And so his practice usually concludes at 10:30. And if you know coaches, they don't look at the clock and say, oh, 10:30, time to quit.
Right. We had the Austin Peay coach a few weeks ago. He just got done doing wind sprints after practice with his staff.
Yep.
He's all out of breath. He's like, sorry I'm late, guys. I was running wind sprints. We're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Scotty Walden.
Yeah, Scotty, yep. Yeah.
So, anyway, you were going to say something?
I was not. I'm actually probably going to pack up and leave here in a couple minutes because I got to get to practice. So
Vrabel availability earlier in the day?
It's coordinators today. And Derrick Henry will speak today, and there'll be some players available as well. So we'll be gathering all that in fine information.
Okay, we're joined now by TSU football coach Eddie George. Eddie, good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. I want to go back to the win over Tennessee Tech. Now, two wins in a row. The Austin Peay went on the road, the bye week, and then the home week. By the way, 2-0 at home, you got your first OVC win. So congratulations on that, getting that first OVC win.
Thank you. It came against a formidable opponent, Tennessee Tech. They were well coached, well prepared, and took everything we had to pull out that victory, to stay focused, to stay locked in, and continue to bleed when, you know, we turned the ball over, and it could have gone south on us real quick, but we stayed the course, and we found a way to find a way to get into overtime and come away with the victory for sure.
Well, and I see the Tiger mentality, the acronym Tiger, T-I-G-E-R, tenacity, intelligence, gritty, explosiveness, and resilience. And that's who you are. That's how you play. That's how you are. And I think that's being now reflected in your team and your staff.
Yeah, well, it's a process. And it's a process that you don't know how long it's going to take for it to permeate through the program. You don't know how long the guys are going to take to buy into what we're doing. I think because we've had some success over the last few weeks, they're starting to see the fruits of their labor, and they're buying in even more. I'm seeing guys that never said a word starting to talk more and communicate better and talk about the importance of practicing. And it's just not coming from our coaches. It's coming from within. So these kids are taking ownership of this team. And when you start to do that as a team, that's a great sign, because now you're developing leaders and not just followers. And they're taking upon themselves to keep themselves accountable. They're establishing a new standard for themselves and a new expectation. And hopefully that leads to wins.
It looks like you're playing complementary football as well. Jeremy Hickbottom has really settled in at quarterback. The weapons in the backfield, certainly with Starling, but just a multiple from weapons from Rahman, your tight end, all the receivers and everything. But on the defensive side, I know Brandon Fisher was happy. Only gave up one touchdown, and then the big interception by Corey Rahman to win the game. It just seemed, and the kicking game as well. It just seems like all three phases are clicking.
Well, that was preached when I got here, is that I wanted an offense that was balanced, a defense that can make you one-dimensional, and a bend-but-don't-break philosophy, and exceptional special teams play. And that's preached day in and day out. And Brandon and Hugh and Keith, they formulate a plan every single week to tailor to the strengths of our team. There's some things that we know we can't do because of the time constraints, but what we do is going to be simple, and we're going to do it well. And it's all based off of fundamental football, and it's complementary, like you talked about. That's what we believe in. You know, each part plays off of the other, and we're striving to seek perfection in all three phases.
Eastern Illinois, they like to score points. They hadn't had a lot of success winning, but if you look at some of the games, they've been in all of them, and they like to throw the ball around.
No question. You look at their record, this team is not a 1-5 team on paper. You know, you think that, oh, they're going to lay down and quit. You know, we think of teams that only that have their record. They come out and they'll hit you in the mouth. They fly around. They have on defense, they have a few guys that you have to watch out for. Number 12, number 8, their linebacker. The corner, number 3, is a really good football player. And they have some guys that, Their motors don't stop running. And, you know, they're in every single ball game. And we know the challenge that's ahead of us. We've got a long bus ride. We understand our opponent's going to be tough. We're going to have to weather an emotional storm. And we're going to have to get it the hard way. I mean, that's the bottom line. From this point on, every opponent that we face is going to be a heavyweight fight. And we have to understand that. And we have to bring the fight, that attitude, to each and every week and hope for the victory.
How are you health-wise in general?
Health, I feel great. I feel good. Been working out. Got our swimming yesterday. So, yeah, I feel pretty good.
What about your team?
Excuse me. we got
Eddie, I know you're in shape, okay?
I feel great. our team-wise, listen – it's the middle of the season. We have our nicks and bruises. There isn't going to be anybody that's going to be 100%, and we're learning to fight through that. You got to learn the difference between being injured and knowing when to be hurt. And we have a few nicks and bruises, but nothing major where guys are going to miss a lot of time. So we're relatively healthy considering where we are in the season. I'm kind of happy where we are. But understanding that, hey, this is football week to week. You're going to get nicks and bruises and beat up. So right now, our health is pretty good.
Eddie's in good shape, John. Yeah, just let
Eddie,
you know that.
Yeah, Eddie, it's John. I'm glad to hear you're feeling well. I was just curious. I had someone. We were talking about just the tradition of Eastern Illinois and the great quarterbacks they produced. I know you spent a little bit of time in Dallas. Was Romo there when you were there?
Oh, yeah. Tony was there. Sean Payton was our offensive coordinator. Tony Romo was our third-string quarterback. And they let me know immediately, hey, we went to Eastern Illinois. We were superstars there. They would tease each other about who had the record and so forth. And so I'm very familiar with that brand and their tradition of producing great players out of their program.
Now, I had somebody recently on my News Channel 5 Facebook page, Eddie, say that she was very, quote-unquote, disturbed that we didn't refer to you enough as Coach Eddie George. I'm wondering for you, you've always been Eddie E. George, 2-7, Mr. Heisman, whatever. Are you getting used to getting, getting called Coach every day?
I'm getting used to it now. At first, of course not. I wasn't, they'll say, Coach. I'm looking around like, okay, we're coaches around. So I'm not big on that. I'm big on titles. I know it comes with respect. My thing is, as long as it's people recognize me in terms of what I'm doing, my job, number one, is to get this team prepared to play every Saturday, too. Have them prepared for life, both on and off the football field, take the lessons that we go through and the experiences that we go through on a day-to-day basis and prepare them for life and their legacy thereafter. So as long as not calling me a name that's, with a four-letter word, and that's all I care about. But I'm not too big on titles and all of that stuff.
There's another person, Eastern Illinois connection that you're familiar with, Mike Heimerdinger. Obviously, him and Mike Shanahan were big buddies up there as well. They certainly have their tradition with that. Eddie, thank you. And now, your team's in good shape. You're in good shape. We just need to get your play-by-play announcer in good shape. Okay?
Yep.
I'm a personal trainer, Eddie. I'm going to work on him for you, all right?
That'll work.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Right. Coach Eddie George. How's your team doing? How's your health?
I'm good, man. I've been working out, swimming, lifting weights, running.
Of course, Eddie George is in great shape.
Got my macros down, my proteins, my carbs.
Yeah, my body fat is like net minus 8.
Man, what a specimen that guy is.
Anyway, all right. You out of here?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll see you guys tomorrow for picking with the pickers. It's going to be fun. Who do you have? Okay.
Well,
to be announced, to be determined.
Well, yeah, I'm working on a biggie. So,
really?
Yeah.
Don't want to jinx it.
No, I don't want to say it, then it doesn't come through.
Right. So you don't want to jinx it.
It's DW. He's it's awesome. You knew that. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
I told you that early in the week. Thank you, Patton. Did I?
He did. Mm-hmm. Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Also,
yesterday he mentioned DW.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He said Silence of the Lambs?
Steve Sarkis.
He actually did.
Yeah. Steve Martin. Steve Martin.
Arthur's head.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Go. It may or may not be DW, okay? All right, we'll take a break.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit nhl.com/stadium series tickets.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. We'll have time for clouds and sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 76. Partly cloudy and chillier tonight, low 48. Sunny Friday, high 68. Plenty of sunshine Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments and then we'll 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Had fun with Eddie there, huh? Oh, the team. Yeah. No, Eddie, we know you're in good shape.
Gosh. And no surprises.
What did he say? He was swimming yet? Working out?
Working out. Yeah. Said he felt great.
Yeah. Just look at him, man. Adonis. Anyway, good for them. Hey, they won two in a row and winning close games and getting complimentary football. They're a better team now than when they were. I'd like to see them play Grambling State and Jackson State again. They lost both of those, and their quarterback had, you know, before the season opener had been in, you know, COVID protocol and could not practice. And you know, it was those first few games were really like preseason games, if you will, just to get, you know, everybody going in the right direction. But yeah, they've played some pretty good football. You saw them up at Austin Peay. That was a heck of a game. They could have gone either way. The Tennessee Tech was a heck of a game. Dwayne Alexander does a really good job up at Tennessee Tech, good buddy of mine. And tough loss there in overtime. It was a fun game. So, anyway, in a week from Saturday, homecoming at Nissan Stadium for TSU, which is a huge event, obviously. Fun times.
And Eddie talked about it, and kind of when you're building a culture, ultimately you can talk all you want, but really wins kind of implement that system that he's looking for. And winning two in a row, two OVC wins, one of them not counting, of course. But I think there's a lot to be said. Whenever you're winning close games like that, it's going to do a lot for your program.
Well, it validates what's happening. And I think that's what Vanderbilt and Clark Lee are going through right now. That's South Carolina. That one was a tough one to lose on a variety of levels. And I always talk with Bobby Johnson. I always go back to Emma Clark, obviously, was with Bobby back in the early 90s and when he was trying to get that thing going. I would ask Bobby, how do you teach a team how to win? And it's just by continually doing the things over consistently in every aspect of your program, from being on time to how you eat or what do you do, your class. Everything's got to be done the right way. But until you get that win and it validates everything you're doing, it really does. And I think that's where Clark Lee is. How do you teach a team how to win? Well, you just win, right? I mean, that's about as simple. I know it sounds simple, but it's how you do everything. And, of course, getting that win Saturday for Vanderbilt, that would have been a huge win for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, Mississippi State comes to town. I'm not overly impressed. I'm surprised at that thing. Well, I know it opened at 23. I haven't looked at it where it is this morning, but that just seems like a big number. for Mississippi State coming here in here.
And they're kind of like Vanderbilt, actually, because their quarterback's kind of banged up. He got knocked around in that Alabama game. So there is some question on who's going to end up starting that game. I believe Will Rogers is the Mississippi State quarterback, and he has been throwing the ball a ton. I think he had over 50 pass attempts last week against Alabama. So this is a team, of course, Mike Leach, he's going to run the football. He's not going to throw the football, I should say. He's not going to run it a whole lot. But that's something this Vandy defense is going to have to kind of adjust for.
Yeah, Mississippi State opened as a 23-point favorite. It is now 20.5. So I thought it would come down a little bit. I thought that number was a bit steep. And it's moved through that number here. I'm sounding like Brad. It moved through that number of 21 to 20.5. So, I don't know. Tennessee-Alabama, that number's gone down too. I was just noticing 27 in the open to 25 now, the over-under 67 in that one. 25. Alabama at home against Tennessee, that doesn't seem like it's enough.
No, yeah, Bill has been talking about it all week that he's laying whatever number that
whatever
Bama
it
is getting, whatever
well,
it
the,
is.
Well, if he's laying Alabama, the number's coming to him because the early money's coming in on Tennessee in this one. I don't know if the breakdown between the pros and the Joes on that one, but I figure that would come down anyway. All right, what are we doing tomorrow? Oh, we got Braves baseball tonight, right? 7:08, first pitch. It's going to be Max Fried. I still hadn't seen who the Dodgers are going to start. Looks like it's going to be a committee starting and all the way through for them tonight. Braves could close it on out. Just sit back and hope the other game goes other series goes seven, right? Yeah.
I'll be glued to my my TV. I'm looking forward to it. I got a lot
Doesn't
of Braves
that get uncomfortable?
It can be.
Don't use Gorilla Glue.
No Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, because John says that's the best.
Yep.
Anyway.
Learn that out the hard way.
Yeah, so Braves baseball tonight. Listen to it right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Plaz at 2 o'clock. I'll be back in with him at 3 to do the underdog picks. That's always having big fun with that, and Watson and Terry. And then after that, the afternoon stretch. Zach and Ray and Bruno, catch out those guys as well. And certainly Braves baseball tonight. Picking with the Pickers tomorrow morning at 10, mystery guest.